When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sonia wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, quick question for you and your listeners. Do you or has anyone incentivized their kid to get good grades?
Okay.
My son's grades are below average. Me and my husband are trying to think of ways to motivate him, so I was thinking about when I was in school and my parents said I could get a new bike if I maintained an A average.
All right.
That motivated me, and I did it. Well, I want to reward him with a new game console at the end of the year if he maintains a B average. I think he can do it, but my husband disagrees and says it's his responsibility to maintain a B average anyway, and we shouldn't bribe him to perform well in school. I just think it's positive motivation. So what do you guys think? Thanks so much.
I mean,
I'm on team incentivize, 100%.
Yeah, if that's going to make him think, all right, well, especially that's delayed gratification, that's for sure. And that's one thing that is hard in this day and age to have any delayed gratification. When you work towards something and you earn it, right?
Exactly. I think that's a good lesson in and of itself, is when you, if you want something, set a goal, work hard and earn it.
I remember.
And that's a really good lesson to learn.
So back when I was like in school, I remember my dad, I wanted a new pair of baseball cleats. I was playing baseball and I needed some cleats. And so he was like, yeah, all right, I'll get you a new pair of cleats. So he bought them and he left them in the box and put them on top of the fridge. And so underneath on the fridge, there was my chore chart. And so I had to basically earn the money.
Yep.
To pay for those shoes and work off those shoes. The shoes were right in front of me, so it was like a tangible item that I could see. All right, as soon as I get one of this, then I can have those. And sure enough, you know, that's what happened. So, I mean, I would almost go so far as to say, well, if you get the game console early, then you might be tempted to give it to him before the end of the year.
Yeah, I would say no. You gotta, you know, put a picture, like print out a picture
of
it.
Maybe
put it
that.
On a cork board, something like that, like a dream board. We've done that as a family before. We've kind of come up with family goals and made a dream board, and those are the things that we kind of work towards. And then it's really fun when you get to check it off. Like, we did that. We accomplished that goal.
Now, there are several people who are kind of on the side of the husband saying, hey, why are we rewarding expected behavior? I mean, that's true. I mean, it's, you know, you go to school, you're supposed to do well, you know?
I see that perspective. But then again, like you mentioned, on the job, you can have, like, you know, we get bonuses if we happen to do well. If our show does well, then we get rewarded. And that's kind of motivation to show up every day and not suck. Right?
Some days easier than others.
Right. But I don't see anything wrong. Like, even in the workforce, there is going to be, you know, ways to motivate people. A lot of people get bonus structures or, you know, ways to be incentivized at work based on performance. It motivates you to do a much better job.
So is this an incentive or a bribe? Because her husband is using bribe.
She's
saying incentive. So it's two different terms.
Exactly. It's an incentive. It's setting a goal and having him work towards achieving it. You're not just giving him a game console and saying, well,
hey,
hopefully you're
going to
get
well.
Your grades are going to get
right,
better.
Right.
So you're making him earn it. I don't see a problem with that. I think that whatever it's going to take to motivate them to learn how to learn the value of something, and you're learning the value of hard work.
So I want to know what was the biggest incentive when you were, or a bribe, maybe when you were littler, to do something that your parents tossed in front of you. All right.
I mean, you know what? We give allowance for kids, you know, completing chores, which I think a lot of people may look at that saying, well, no, you're just supposed to help out around the house. That's just what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, like, we tried to do the allowance and chore thing and then stopped, and then it was just like, okay, you have chores and
then stop paying them.
And I was like, hey, you know what, economy, man, you know, it's
right.
We're gonna stop paying you, but
we're cutting back, we're making some downsizing.
Right. So but yeah, I mean, chores and being a part of the household, that was just a thing in our family that we just expected. So
yeah, you can earn commissions if you go above and beyond and do extra things outside of the normal, you know, keeping your room clean, doing your laundry, that kind of stuff.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. At least Kelly and I are saying, yeah, I think the incentive is a good idea. There are some that are kind of on the other side of the fence of that. But
saying that he should just want to get good grades, period.
Yeah. But yeah, would love to hear your bribes, too. All right. So, Sonia says her 10-year-old son started the school year out a little shaky, so she is proposing rewarding him with a new game console at the end of the year. All you have to do is keep a B average. And her husband's like, yeah, you know what? I don't like that, because this is something he should already be doing.
Well, he says it's bribing. Yeah, and yeah. I think the word might be a hang up for a lot of us, and we call it an incentive versus a bribe. Elena says if good grades are not intrinsically motivated, there is no motivation. But then she says, as a registered behavior technician, uh-huh, I think it would be much more effective if she has smaller rewards than if he earns all these small rewards within the school year than maybe the game console at the end of the year.
Oh,
so there's a couple of ways to think about it, like one big reward, or do you do lots of small rewards?
Yeah,
for every smaller goal that he reaches.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a, you could see it as a, little more achievable goals to set throughout the year. Like, all right, at the end of this quarter, if you have this, then you get this towards this, or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Exactly. Jessica says, my son is 15 and a sophomore, and although I haven't necessarily provided the incentive, each of his sets of grandparents have always offered him $10 for every A at the end of each semester. And the kid has had straight A's almost his entire school life now. It's good because it shows them that they can really do it if they try. It's not necessarily an incentive to get good grades. It's an incentive to get him to try his hardest, to show him how well he can do when he tries hard and works hard. Nothing comes easy in life, so I think it's a good life lesson that you have to work for what you want.
Jasmine.
So it's an incentive, and I do the same with my kids.
Okay.
And my parents did it with me. Of course, they put a car out there and had to buy me a car. So.
Oh, that's a big incentive.
So what did you have to do to get the car?
I had to be on the dean's list for 4 semesters in a row.
Oh, that is a long-term goal. That takes a lot of hard work. So did that leave an impression on you as far as like knowing the value of that car because you worked hard for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking some people are missing, is that another lesson could be learned there in the value of learning how to work hard and achieve your goals.
Yeah, my 9-year-old started out a little shaky in 4th grade this year, too. And
so you offered a car to your 9-year-old?
No,
all good. All right, Jasmine, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
I love you. Hey, so what is your take with your son?
I'm paying my son $600 to get all A's. He's in 8th grade.
Wow.
So how did you come up with the value?
That's a good question. Originally it was going to be 5, but I just upped it. I think by subject.
Oh, okay. Like $100 a subject, something
like
that?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah. Your son's like, you know what? 500 sounds good, but you know what would be better?
600. Let's make it an even 100 per course.
Let's make it even 100 per course. Yeah, there you go.
Now, Missy says, why reward expected behavior? Now, but we had mentioned, you know, hey, in the work world, you can get bonuses for, you know, good performance. And she says about that, technically, if you don't perform well, you let go. However, if you meet and exceed expectations, then you may be rewarded with a bonus or a raise, but you're definitely maintaining employment.
How many of a certain age remember the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut for reading over the summer?
Me.
Oh my gosh, that was incentive.
Yes.
You walk in with that little coupon in your hot little hand going, you know what? I'm going to get me four slices of this personal pan pizza.
It's all mine.
Yep. Pepperoni, let's go.
Yes.
So anyways, all right. Well, hey, Sonia, I hope you have plenty of ways to look at that. I think a lot of us are saying, you know what? That's not necessarily a bad incentive. And maybe there is some conversation that you can have with your husband to kind of like get him on team. Hey, let's try this and see if it works for our son. So
I think it's worth an experiment just to see if it does work. Then it kind of shows it. Okay, this might be a good formula for success. Elena did say that studies show that positive reinforcement has a much higher effect in reinforcing the behavior than punishment does. Because then I was like, well, do you do the opposite then? And like, say, if you don't maintain your grades, you lose privileges. And, you know, the positive,
yeah, it's more positive reinforcement
is a better way to go.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.